This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we talk with Dakota Edwards from Farm Credit Mid-America about this year's impact report.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, you know, we are so focused on our customers and what they're facing in agriculture, but really beyond what they're facing in agriculture, really their communities and how we can impact them and serve them in the places that matter. And so really being a customer-owned cooperative, you know, we're here to support them, their families, and their rural communities. And so our impact report is really our chance to be able to highlight all the really cool things that Farm Credit's out doing in our communities and the really cool things that our customers are out doing in our communities and the various ways that they live and serve agriculture on a daily basis. So just a really cool opportunity for us to highlight and showcase all of that work.
And those projects could include a lot of things. Obviously, we look a lot at Kentucky and focus on Kentucky in our coverage, but all across the district, but Kentucky in particular, you guys do a lot of things and put a lot of effort back into the community across the state.
We do, yep. So at Farm Credit, we cover our 6-state service area, which includes Kentucky, and we're proud to be able to serve Kentucky. In 2025, we were able to give $4 million back to that 6-state area, a lot of that money going back to youth in agriculture, college students, our young and beginning small farmers, and really money going back into those local communities, especially there in Kentucky, to service really great projects, local 4-H and FFA events and projects that those kids have going on. We just see the value in those communities. We see the value in Kentucky and those customers that we serve there. It's just a really great opportunity to get out there and see what they're doing and to support, like I said, not only the farmers, but really the great things that are happening in their communities, Kentucky included.
And I love that for some of those projects. So talk about some of the different projects you guys support across the region, across the state.
Yeah. So like I said, we do a lot of work with our 4-H and FFA groups, sending a lot of those 4-H kids to conferences like the Ignite conference where they get the opportunity to work on leadership skills and take those skills back to those communities. We work with Kentucky Black Soil, offering expanded education and different resources for our farmers there. And then really through a vast diversification there, working on soil health practices, stewardship practices that those Kentucky farmers are doing. There is no shortage of really cool things happening that we're able to invest back in. But those are, you know, just high level, some examples of some of the things that we're doing in Kentucky and across that 6-state service area, like you said.
Our guest today, Dakota Edwards with Farm Credit Mid-America. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.